Astaghfirullah, al-lazi la ilaha illa hu al-hayyu al-qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Tashlahu al-tawbata wa al-maghfirata wa al-hidayata inna hu at-tawwabur rahim. Wa'afu anna ya kareem, wa'afu anna ya kareem, wa'afu anna ya kareem. Wa'afir lana bi fadlika ya rahman, ya rahim, ya maliki, ya kudus, ya awfir, ya Allah. Ela veli Allah, ela ahir Allah. الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين İşverena ya şefiyemizdir. Fî rahmetike ya rahmet rahimîn. Kalallahu teâlâ fî kitâb-ül azîz. Evli billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Men âmile sâlihen felî nefsihi ve men asâ ve aleyhel hak. Aleyha, sadakallahu lezîn. Allah-u Teala sözünde Kur'an-ı Kerim. Whoever does good, it is to his own benefit. And whoso does evil, it is to his own loss. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. And in the hadith, it is said, what good comes to you is from Allah, and what evil comes to you is from yourself. When we look outside, it's winter, but we do remember summer when everything was alive, was green. It was as if like a curtain, all in colors and perfumed. Now when we look outside, we can see that everything is dead. That those trees, they look like skeletons. And we could get depressed. But the other day, actually yesterday, when it was 75 degrees, I was sitting outside. And I looked at the leafless trees. And I felt as if I was just surrounded by a huge lace curtain. It looked like lace. So you see, you can see it like skeletons and dead and feel miserable. Or you can see it like a beautiful lace and feel good. I'm sitting across you and I look at you. And I feel as if I am sitting in a beautiful garden of beautiful flowers. But of course I also feel like a flower and I feel good. Now we are here, it's Friday. We are going to do something, or we are going to be made to do something, which is a prayer in Jamaat. Now everything which we do has a purpose. I mean, I eat breakfast, I nourish myself, I take a shower, I cleanse myself, I go to my job, I get my salary. There is no immediate gratification of what we are about to do in a few minutes. In short, our prayer, nobody is waiting at the door, it's going to distribute us 10 bucks when we are going out, because we did our prayer. So the purpose of our doing prayers is a hope. And it's a hope usually not pertaining of anything of this world. We do our prayers to hopefully receive the approval of Allah Ta'ala, and we hope to receive His reward on the day of Yawm al-Deen. On the other hand, there is a ayat or a hadith I cannot tell now, but the purpose of five times a prayer, which the Muslims do, is that it's supposed to prevent us of doing harm, of doing evil in this world. But it's a sure thing though, that if we are Muslims and if we do our prayers five times a day, including what we are going to do in a few minutes, that it helps us to be decent, honorable, respected human beings in the society. Safe. So then, you see, it has certain influences beyond and besides what we can think of why we are doing our prayers. Then the next thing which we have to think, is it us who is doing our prayers, or is it that we are made to do our prayers? Is it us who prepares the breakfast and eats the breakfast, or washes in the morning, or goes to the job, or is it Allah who makes us do it? Whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we say, whatever we feel, which we attribute to ourselves, is it really, truly our doing? Whose hand is this? Whose tongue is this who is speaking? Whose mind is this who is producing these words? And whose ears are hearing it am understanding it. Whose mosque it is, whose air it is that I am breathing, whose food am I eating? So you see, rightfully so, the true believers believe that whatever man does, thinks, says, is not from him. Because he himself cannot do anything, because that hand is not his, that mind is not his, that tongue is not his, that thought is not his, the material he uses, the pencil I use to write that thing on this paper is not mine. We at best are a tool in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. We are a pen which writes a poem. We are a violin which plays beautiful tunes. We are a hammer which nails a nail or builds the Empire State Building. Neither the hand is ours, nor the hammer is ours, nor the concrete and the steel and the stone which we use to build is ours. At best, we are a tool in the hand of Allah Ta'ala. Does the tool know the hand in which it is? That, ibadallah, is the question. Do we hear this? Do we believe this? And when something comes out from us, a word, or an action, or an achievement, do we believe that it is not us who did it, but it is the one who holds that tool which we are did it? Does the hammer know the one who is holding the hammer? Does the pencil know who is writing what the pencil is writing? If we do know that, that we have a respect, not of the one who is using us as a tool, but we also respect the wheat, one goes in the ground, 100 comes out of the ground. we also respect the earth in which the ordinary coal transforms itself into a diamond. But above all, we respect each other. I cannot criticize you. No matter whether you are a member of ISIS or you are Mr. Trump, I refuse to criticize you. Because you are Allah's creation. And He is beautiful, and everything He has created is beautiful. If I speak good of you, if I think good of you, if I act well towards you, that all reverts to me. As I said, if I think that you are flowers, woe to me, how wonderful that I am sitting in paradise in a garden. But if I speak against you, if I hate you, and if I aim to hurt you, I am living in hell. Because all of you turn into poisonous snakes and scorpions, as it is in hell. Ya Rab, you have blessed us with Islam. You have given us as an example your beloved, who thought not but what you made him think, who said not but you made him say, who did not but you made him do. Ya Rab, and that perfect man is our example and our prophet. Ya Rab, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Make us love all what you have created.
Amen.
And above all the human beings which you have created as Ahsan and Taqeem. So that we will find paradise both in this world and in the hereafter. Amen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, who has created us from a single drop of water and given us the beautiful shape of a human being. Ya Rab, we were hungry, you fed us. We were nude, you clothed us. We didn't know how to talk or how to walk. Who taught us how to walk and how to talk? And all during our lives, before we even realize what we need, O Lord, You have given us what we need and so much more. So much more of things which certainly deserve not. Such gifts which we cannot even count. But the greatest gift, O Lord, that you have given us is Iman and Islam and Ihsan. And you have given us your beloved as our model, our example, our teacher, our protector, our intercessor, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for all those gifts, O Lord, you have found us thankless. Woe to us that we are never satisfied. We want more and more and more things which we absolutely do not need. And we complain of being shortchanged. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. We have tyrannized ourselves. Ya Rab, teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. And sometimes, O Lord, you test us, not often, and never above our forbearance. You test us to see if we truly have faith in you, if we truly wish to obey you, if we truly love you. Not that you know not, for you made us, but so that we know ourselves. You test us with little pain, little sickness, little poverty, little hunger, taking away from us things which we think are ours, while everything belongs to you. And Ya Rab, how often have you tried to teach us and told us the importance of patience? That patience is the key to paradise. Patience is half of faith. Patience is the key to success in this world. And all those little tests, Ya Rab, which you test us with, we fail because we are not patient. Ya Rab, teach us patience. And count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Rab, you say, hold on to the rope of Islam and do not separate yourself from each other. Our Prophet says that Muslims are brothers to each other. And if they do not love each other for Allah's sake, their Iman is incomplete. He also says that Muslims are but one nation. He also says that my ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, so the body, the whole body aches. We don't love each other. 1.5 billion and more of us, we are like a glass, like a broken mirror in thousands of people. We do not recognize each other. We do not help each other. We do not love each other. We do not work together. We are very good in killing each other. Lord, have mercy on Prophet Muhammad. Once, Ya Rab, we were united. And when we were united, we were beautiful. We were beautiful and wise. And we did beautiful things and intelligent things. And we were strong. People loved us. and respected us, even copied us. You're our creator. Let dwell in our hearts for you. Ya Rab, create that love in our hearts for your beloved Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa. Ya Rab, we create that love in our hearts for each other, for your sake. Ya Rab, we create unity back in Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rab, we create unity back in Ummat Muhammad. Ya Rabbi, create unity back in Ummat Muhammad and bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to Ummat Muhammad.
Ameen.
Ameen. تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا فصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيد الانبياء والمرسلين سيد الجلال والصالحين وعلى ملائكته والمقربين وعلى اهل سعادتك اجمعين من السماوات والارضين ورضوان الله تعالى على ال رسول الله واصحابه اجمعين امين بالحمد لله رب العالمين.